Mr. Bourgeon, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning.
What are the main points in the joint FAO-WFP assessment report for the Central African Republic?
Well, the report that was just released is about the finding of a joint FAO-WFP assessment mission that was carried out in the Central African Republic in March to gain a better understanding of the food security situation in the country. Basically, the mission looked at both the commercial supplies of food on the one hand, and on the other hand, at the purchasing power of people, which has, as you can imagine, been severely affected by the crisis situation. The report also looked at mitigation measures that should be put in place by the international community. And I would say, without surprise, the report finds that the current conflict is having devastating impact on the country economic situation, with the agricultural sector very badly hit. But I would say that behind these economic numbers, there is a lot of suffering for people. And we estimated that the conflict has had a devastating impact on the livelihood of about 1.6 million people who are currently food insecure. The conflict has had also dramatic impact on the trade and transportation sector, with many of the businessmen who were involved in that sector having left the country, which creates huge problems in terms of the availability of food commodities in the various markets. Also, I think it's important to note that due to the poor harvest in 2013, we now have a situation where we have an anticipated lean season. The first thing we need to do, of course, is to find ways to bring peace to the country. But then, from the FAO side, we are really keen to assist people returning to their field and resume their productive activities.
And based on what you saw during your last mission to the country, how would you describe the situation on the ground?
Well, I was in the country relatively recently, and we had the opportunity to travel outside of Bangui, going to a place called Bosangoa, and then traveling in rural areas around Bosangoa. And what we found is devastation. We found villages burned, fields burned, and people having to flee their villages. We saw many empty villages with people having sought refuge either in IDP camps or in makeshift camps in the bush. I mean, these people, of course, have lost all their assets, either in terms of livestock, for example, but also in terms of agricultural assets, and were, for the vast majority of them, not able to crop their land in 2013. And when they were able to crop their land and were about to harvest something, in most cases, it was looted so that they end up with a very dire food security situation. I think it's important to bear in mind that we have, as I said, 1.6 million people who are in severe food insecurity situation, and therefore all possible actions need to be put in place to assist these people.
And how will FAO assist in improving food security in the country?
Well, FAO, since the beginning of the crisis, has mobilized in the framework of a corporate effort decided by the Director General. We have strengthened our team in the country, tremendously strengthened, I would say, and reached out to the international community to mobilize resources to provide assistance to about 150,000 households. So far, we have secured funding for about 75,000 households, and we are in advanced discussion with donors for an additional assistance to 30,000 households. This is the critical time. The planting season is starting now. We are planning for distribution of rice and maize seeds in the coming weeks, together with tools, because people have also lost all their tools. This distribution will continue over the coming weeks and months and until June, with other type of crops being supported. But of course, our goal in FAO is not only to provide relief, is to help people embark into recovery and then try to move towards resilience. And in that respect, we are especially keen to work on helping to resume the local economy, especially working, for example, with women's group. They have not only the capacity to help resume the local economy, but they have also a tremendous potential in bringing dialogue among the communities and therefore contributing to peace building.
Mr. Bourgeon, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.